$7,030. Ms. Teresa McTernan, west of Road 455, Brittingham Road, approximately 527 feet north of Route 54, Line Road. A special use exception to operate a daycare facility.
Good evening.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Yes, Teresa McTernan, 3843, Brittingham Road, Delmar, Delaware.
Okay. Are you testifying as well, sir?
You could do.
Okay.
John McTernan, 38434 Brittingham Road, Delmar, Delaware.
Okay. Hey, come up here, ma'am. Raise your hand. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much.
Good evening.
Hi.
You want to explain your request to the board, please?
Yes. I was licensed in June for home daycare.
Uh-huh.
For a level one, so I am able to have five children.
Nice.
And I'd like to expand it to level two, and that would mean six preschoolers and three school age if the opportunity came up to take them.
Okay. All right, so you've got the level one now is nine.
Yes.
Children. You want to add six. It's going to bring you up to... The level two, but you make you
a
six
level
more?
Two would be possibly one more preschooler and three school age.
Okay, so 13. Okay, what is your hours of operation, ma'am?
Around 7 a.m. to 5:30.
Now, is that Monday through Friday?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. All right. Are there any other questions from members of the board? Mr. Mills?
No.
I'm sorry?
No.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
I didn't hear you earlier. How long have you been doing? Had your daycare license?
Since June, but I was licensed from 1988 to 1993 in the same home.
Previous.
And it was a level two at that time, but it's changed now to having care first.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Rickards?
Well, how long did you say you had this?
I've had this license since
level
June.
One.
The level one.
June. Mm-hmm.
How many children? How old are these children? You know what I mean? What's their age group?
And you can have two under two.
Okay.
And then you would have fill in the rest under preschool to fill in for five places, five children, right now. This would, level two would give me six children under school age, and with the possibility of three school age, either after school or summer or holidays, that type of thing.
And you have plenty of parking, I imagine.
Yes, we have a double wide driveway. Probably about eight cars can get in there at any time.
And you seem to have your sanity with all these children.
Absolutely. It's lots of fun.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any further questions, Mr. Rickard?
No.
Any questions?
Just a few.
Please do.
What facilities do you have in your yard for the children?
We have a very narrow, deep lot, and all the way back in our yard is where we play. We have some climbing equipment and balls and hula hoops and sandbox and little scooter toys. And
is there a fence surrounding your yard at all?
No, not right now.
Did you have any problems from 1988 to 1993 when you were operating in that home?
No. When my children went to school, I went to school with them. I've been for 16 years with 3- and 4-year-olds at Salisbury Christian School. And my youngest daughter graduated a year ago, and I wanted to come home with the babies.
And what does the neighborhood look like there, just so we can give the board a picture here?
We have woods to our north, and there's a mobile home there. And we have woods to the west, and a small road in front of our house. And then to the south is my sister's property, which she's here tonight. And beside her is my brother's property. It's all family.
I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Okay. Hearing no further questions, then, Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? We have one. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11030 for will not substantially affect the adversely uses of the adjacent and neighboring properties. It seems like they're all your relatives. Is that correct?
Okay. I'll second that.
You have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11030. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
I will agree. I didn't hear testimony to suggest otherwise. Aye.
And again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye also.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11030 is approved at this time.
Thank you
and
very
good
much.
Luck.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.